Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Duncan, who's now the president of Mannington Residential. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp.
I want to start out by saying congratulations. You've just recently been named the president of Mannington Mills, one of the top 10 floor covering businesses in the world. We'll get to that in just a minute. I thought it'd be interesting to tell our listeners a little bit about your background. How did you originally get into floor covering?
Well, originally, Kemp, I came out of college and went to work for Wilson Art down in Texas. And this was actually before Wilson Art was in the flooring business. And I was there for several years and then ultimately got recruited into the flooring business by Bigelow, which was a freestanding company located in Greenville, South Carolina at that point. So I moved from Texas to South Carolina. This would have been 29 years ago. So got into the flooring business on the carpet side with Bigelow, and then we were then ultimately acquired by Karastan, and the company became Karastan Bigelow. Was there for about 2 to 3 years, and then was recruited by Mannington at that point, moved up to Salem, New Jersey. That's been almost 27 years now.
How did Bigelow find you on their radar screen?
That was through a headhunter. They were looking for somebody, you know, at that point had interior furnishings experience and marketing to consumers. And while Wilson Art was not in floor covering, Wilson Art was the worldwide leader at that point in decorative laminates for both residential and commercial uses.
Okay. And when you were at Karastan, you actually had offices in New York City, right?
That's correct. Yeah, for brief period of time. That was kind of an exciting period of time for a young guy. I had offices in Greenville, South Carolina, and in Manhattan, while Karastan and Bigelow had separate offices. So I'd spend a couple of days a week up there and a couple of days a week down in Greenville.
Well, one of the neat things about your past that I want to talk about before we get into Mannington, you're from Texas, went to school at Baylor, and studied marketing. So as I look at the leadership of these top 10 floor covering businesses, there's not a whole lot of them that have a marketing degree. So that should add a very interesting dimension to the leadership at Mannington.
You know, I think so. Mannington really has always been customer focused and market focused. The marketing role at Mannington is a much larger role maybe than it is in some companies. It's marketing with a big M, you know, which include understanding the marketplace, understanding the channels, development of strategy, as well as product development and product line management, management of the individual product line P&Ls. So it's a much broader role. And that's always been a very important part of who Mannington is in the marketplace in terms of listening to the customer and responding. So it's really part of our culture.
I think one of the things this business, the whole industry, could use a little bit more discipline around is around channel strategy. And you're classically trained in this area. And you guys have always done a great job. I mean, you can't find the Mannington name at Home Depot right now. You obviously understand a little bit about that, don't you?
Channel management, channel conflict, all of those kinds of things are very important to any company's strategy and certainly important to us. Over the years, we've made choices relative to how we are going to participate in different channels and where our commitments are and fundamentally how we go to market. We choose not to be all things to all people, but we're very cognizant of what works in some channels doesn't work in other channels, and we work hard at trying to make those distinctions. And it's not easy and requires sometimes hard choices, but it's definitely a part of what we do day in and day out.
Let me take you to an area that, since you're a privately owned company, you probably won't be able to confirm this, but I just want to give our listeners a little bit of your size. We published in the May issue our annual report. Our estimate is that Mannington is around a $680 million company in U.S. product sales at wholesale value. And I know you play both commercially and residential. We would guess that it'd be about 75% residential, which would make the business that you're over worth about $500 million. I know you can't confirm that. But one of the neat things that we always talk about when we talk about Mannington is that you are in almost every surface category. Talk a little bit about how you're positioned in these surfaces.
What I can say, Kemp, is that over the last several years, we've enjoyed very strong growth, both organically and through acquisition. We believe that we've outperformed the marketplace and that we've really positioned ourselves for strong growth moving forward. The commercial side of our business is every bit as strong and vibrant. In fact, it's been a big driver of our growth over the last several years. You know that through the acquisitions that we've made. A lot of it has been commercially focused. And on the residential side, which was the historical base of the company, we're involved involved in residential sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, porcelain, and then the new shining star is LVT. On the commercial side, of course, we're involved in all of the categories from carpet through all of the key hard surface products. With the acquisition of Amteco, which at the time was primarily a commercial operation, we acquired some just spectacular manufacturing capabilities, technologies, know-how, a great strong group of manufacturing and operations folks that have given us the base to springboard off of that. We've begun a major expansion of that facility. To be honest with you, I have never felt more optimistic about our position in the marketplace based upon the investments that we've made in the last several years, as well as the investments that we're making right now, positioning us for the future.
Just a quick comment. I've been to several of the places where you have plants, and if nobody's ever been to Salem, New Jersey, I mean, you are Salem, New Jersey. It's really a neat town. It's a small town, the apple pie in USA, and I've seen the video you guys did about Let's Make Some Noise. And when you guys are in a town, you own the town as far as involved in the community. I've seen it in Salem. I've seen it over in Georgia where the Amteco plant is and what you're doing there with your expansion. It's a real family story. It's not only great for the floor covering business, but it's great for America. Because a lot of your manufacturing is done here in the U.S., right?
That's right. You know, as you know, Mannington is very dedicated to the communities where they're located. The original facility here in Salem, it extends into Calhoun, Georgia, and Madison, Georgia, and High Point, North Carolina. And we're very dedicated to producing here in the United States for a lot of fundamentally sound business reasons. Supply chain management, quality management, fast reaction to marketplace needs, faster new product development times. But we're also dedicated to job creation. And that's been fundamental to the Campbell family culture for decades, or since the beginning. It's very important to the family that we continue to create jobs here in the United States and do everything we can to help the communities where we're involved to be vital and continue to grow.
You know, one of the things I'm watching is almost everybody's jumping into LVT. You guys have a leadership position there. You make it here in this country. You've got a major market share on the commercial side and a pretty substantial on the residential side. It's going to be interesting to watch as more and more people jump into this business. How are we going to avoid this getting to whoever's got the lowest price?
Well, listen, Kemp, whenever you bring a lot of new capacity on stream, fundamentally what happens is over time there's going to be more price competition. I think everybody that's in LVT understands that. The way that we've always competed and will continue to compete is through bringing more value to the product, differentiating our products, bringing products to the marketplace that are not found elsewhere. We're going to spend a lot of time on innovation and creation of products that are demanded or required in the marketplace. Ultimately, that's how you fight that pricing problem. You know, it doesn't serve anybody in the channel well if all of the cost pricing, however you want to look at it, is stripped out of the product, because everybody then is making smaller margins, less money on a product that is really highly valued by the consumer. But that's the role of us, to continue to bring more value and better looking products that the consumer is ultimately going to pay for.
That was one challenge I'm sure you're facing. What's another big challenge that you face as you take this role?
You know, the whole challenge, quite frankly, of managing the transition of our residential LVT line from source product into a domestic product is certainly a challenge. But on top of that, just the overall challenge of continuing to compete and grow on the residential side of the market, which doesn't have a lot of tailwind behind it right now. I think everybody came into this year after a year in 2013 where the economy had perked up, and we all came in with a pretty optimistic view of what 2014 was going to be. And I don't think that for really anybody in the industry it's panned out nearly as positive as we had all hoped. And that's, it's not just floor covering, it's across most every consumer good, and especially in the remodel market as well as new construction. New construction has not been as robust as most people had predicted early on in the year.
All right, so as you step into this role, you leave a big void in the marketing role at Mannington. What happens there?
You know, we're early on. We're working through how we're going to structure ourselves. We've got a lot of talented folks here in the organization, not ready to announce anything right now specifically, okay. But yeah, we're working through all of those details.
Well, again, congratulations on being named the president of Mannington Residential. Again, been talking to Ed Duncan at Mannington, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.